Bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. All earth is silent before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad to be here?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, this Lord. Is day 261, I think.
Amen.
Then the one. Then one.
Thank
and
you, God.
We are still here.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Out of everything. The devil been trying to take us out, but God said, not so.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Okay, he still have a little work for us to do.
Yes. But
glory to get out of our lives. We look to him to come our help, knowing it comes from him. And he will never be late, always on time.
Yes, yes.
Okay. He's always doing great things.
Great things
for us and in our lives.
Amen.
Whether we realize it or not, he's doing a great thing right now.
Yes.
And yes, Lord.
For each and every one of us.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
And keep that in mind, that God is always blessing us.
Amen.
Over and over and over again.
Amen.
Everybody out there looking and sounding good.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's good that we can represent the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has no respect to person.
That's
everybody's
right.
Precious in his sight.
Yeah.
Okay, don't forget who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you, the daughters and sons of who, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
So we are all royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're royalty. We're royalty. You are a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
Represent the Most High God.
Amen.
And don't get no greater honor than that.
That's
the greatest honor on earth and in the world is that you have been chosen by God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
And made special to be just like Him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made us in his image. Okay? To be like him and to look like him and to act like him and to love like him and to do the things that he can do. What he can
My
do,
Lord.
He can do. So with God, Jesus said, all things are possible.
Lord.
Okay. So we want to call your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. While you find that, Father God, we thank you now for this hour and this day that you allowed us to come together one more time. Thanking you, God, that you made a way for us to still see each other and to communicate with each other in the name of Jesus, even in this pandemic. We pray that thou will move now in this service. Take charge of it by your spirit. Guide us through the way that you have us to go. Give us what to say and what to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Anoint our words that they will pierce our hearts and our minds, that we'll be just like you won't have us to be. in these days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Over there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want to talk to you today briefly from this message. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Faith is things that all of us got to have.
Mm-hmm.
And because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. And so you got to hold to your faith. If you hold on to your faith, because if you don't have faith,
mm-hmm.
you don't have nothing.
That's the truth.
And you can't go on what we see and hear all the time. You got to go on mm-hmm. what God has said it should be. And if he said it should be, that it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God never lies.
Amen.
Always tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can trust and depend on him.
Amen.
A lot of time we look for things, and because we don't see it, we don't proclaim, we don't possess it or claim it. So what one sees depends largely upon what that person is using for his source of sight. What is he looking through? It also depends on whether the individual
mm-hmm.
is a trained observer or not, and whether he is looking through physical eyes or through spiritual eyes. If we only mm-hmm. see things through our physical eyes,
mm-hmm.
our vision will be greatly impaired.
My Lord.
Because we will not be able
mm-hmm.
to see everything.
That's right.
That there is to be seen. Okay?
Amen.
The word that we see things in part. Because we see it in part, we know things in part. Okay? Because we're looking through a dark glass.
Mm-hmm.
But the day is coming when we will see everything the way it's supposed to be. And we will know everything when we see Jesus again. We will not be able to see the whole picture that our Lord is showing to us in the vision he has for us. Neither will we be able to see what the power of faith can be in our lives.
Amen.
Because without faith, our works are dead. They amount to nothing. Okay? So we got to have faith in our lives. We miss out on a great deal of things, blessings from the Lord that he has in store for us. Blessings, and he will not be able to reveal them all into us without us having faith. And then we will miss out on a great deal of blessing. So we go that man died and went to heaven. And he met St. Peter. And as they saw him, they was all like in a warehouse. And all these boxes stacked up there. So he inquired of them, what are these boxes for? What's in there? And then he saw one with his name on it. Well, no, what's in the box for me? And he told him, these are blessings that God sent down to earth for you.
My Lord. But
because of your faith, you did not open them. You did not receive them. And so they came back up here, returned. And so, we got, some of us got stacks and stacks and stacks of boxes and packages that's been returned back to heaven because we failed to act on the vision that God gave you to do. And so let us not be missing out on our lesson. Okay, let us hear what the Lord has said.
My Lord.
As we told you last week, just do it. Without questioning it, without doubting it. Just do it. God said it. And when God said it, you can count on it.
Man.
You can depend on it when God say it. Okay, so we miss out on the great deal of our blessings that God has in store for us, and we will not be able to be all that God has intended us to be.
My Lord.
Faith is the anchor that holds us steady, standing strong, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. It is the confidence that we have, which brings us the assurance that God is working it out for us.
Well, my Lord. Mm-hmm.
Whatever we face, are facing, or will face, or may be going through it, or going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You need to know that. How do we know that? Because all things gonna somehow, some way, turn out to be for our good.
Amen.
No matter what it is.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen. And
no matter how tough the situation might seem to be.
Amen.
No matter how frustrating it comes to our mind. Okay. It's going to be all right. Can I get help?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I hear you say, it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. Amen.
Whatever it is, it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Be encouraged. All right, be encouraged. It's going to be all right. Somebody said in the song one day, I know it, and it'll be this way.
Amen.
I'm looking for a brighter day.
Yes, sir.
All right, so don't be looking at your dim and dark day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a brighter day.
Because
it's on its way.
Amen.
We've been having storm after storm this summer.
Yes.
This season. Uh-huh. Okay. And the storms come and the storms go.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Once the storm is gone,
uh-huh,
it's the real bright sunny day.
Yes,
my Lord.
And amazing how when snow comes, the day is even brighter.
Mm-hmm.
The snow clouds go by.
Uh-huh.
So let you know that no matter what the storm may be, no matter what it may look like, it's going to be a better day coming after.
Better day.
Yes, Lord.
Better day.
All right, so start looking for your brighter day.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our faith will be to tell us that whatever it is,
my Lord,
it's already accomplished.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say, tell somebody it's already done.
It's already done.
And he has been done, and it has been done since before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's been done. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence of things not. Sing.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So you got to have that. A substance is that thing that is tangible.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
And tangible means that it's something I can touch.
Amen.
Yes,
I can feel.
Amen.
I can see. That's tangible. Okay, so faith will be the thing that you can see and touch.
Amen.
Okay. Not necessarily seeing it with your physical eye.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it through a spiritual eye. You have that vision.
Tell it, Pastor.
It's like you plan to make something.
Yes, Lord.
You start building on it or fixing it. You picture how it looks in your mind.
Amen.
And then you go making it from what you have come up with. Okay? So that's what your faith is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You see it happen when nobody else can.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay? Be like Elijah was. and his helpmate.
Mm-hmm.
His helper, the Syrian army,
mm-hmm.
has encamped all around them. Okay. And they were coming to kill Elijah. And his sidekick or his helper woke up that morning.
Amen.
And looked out there and saw all these armies.
Amen.
All around them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Master, we got all these army out here. What are we going to do? And Elijah told him, they that be with us is more than them that be against us.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Keep that in mind.
Amen.
Amen. Like, seem like the whole world's on you. And again, mm-hmm. but you got more going for you.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
And so Elijah prayed.
Amen.
That his little helper eyes will be open.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that he'll be able to see what he sees. Okay? And after he prayed, the young man looked out again and saw all these angels.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And camped around them.
Preach it, Pastor. Yeah. Preach it.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
All right. So we don't always see all that's going for us.
Amen.
For looking at what's going against us.
Amen.
All you can see what's going against you.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's right.
You got
right.
A million blessings coming your way that's good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you held up with one
Amen.
Bad incident.
Amen.
Refusing to move from it.
Amen.
Asking for deliverance, but refused to get up and leave it.
Yes, sir.
Ask the Lord to help you to go overcome it, but we still refuse to get up.
Amen.
And get up out of it. But we refuse to change our attitude, our mind.
Amen.
Whole
thing.
So faith is that tangible thing.
Yes, yes.
You cannot feel it. You cannot see it.
Well.
And you cannot even taste it.
That's true.
Okay. It is the ingredient that make up things. We don't see, but by faith,
Amen.
We can. By faith, we can know that it's there.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My
Lord. I don't see it there.
Mm-hmm.
But faith said it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see my deliverance from a faith that I've been delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I may be in the midst of the storm.
Yes, yes.
But I'm already delivered.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have to wait till the battle is over.
Amen.
That's right.
I can praise him right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him that is already done.
Amen.
I'm already through it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I may be just halfway through.
Yes, sir.
My faith that I'm already gone through.
Yeah, already through.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take you through it.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, so we have everything with faith that we need that is necessary to get to the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
It is our evidence for the ingredient which we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we know or we hold to our faith,
Amen.
Which is that tangible thing.
Yes, yes.
That we hold.
Uh-huh.
Just keep, just like an anchor that holds the boat.
Amen.
During the storm.
Mm.
Keeping it from being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
By slamming it against the shore. Causing it to smash into splendor. Without faith, our efforts are destroyed during the storm of life.
Amen.
Yes, please.
The word of God is our anchor.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Stay anchored in the word. Jesus told you to abide in me. And I will abide in you.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word.
Amen.
And the word was with God.
That's right.
And the word was God. And the word was made flesh.
Yeah.
And dwell among amongst men. So that is Jesus.
My Lord.
It is our assurance,
the
word of God, that we need that to let us know that whatever we are facing, whatever we are going through, we are well able to handle it.
Amen.
And we got to handle it through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Who is our Lord and our Savior?
Mm-hmm.
To provide us with the strength to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
We will come out victoriously.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Every
time.
Mm-hmm.
Not some of the time.
Amen.
Every time. Glory be to God, my Lord.
Okay. Mm. A child of God never loses.
Amen.
Okay. We always have a better day coming. Okay. And the victory is always ours.
Yes, it is.
So anchor yourself in the word through the hour, your faith. Allow us to stand. The assurance like Caleb had.
Amen.
When he told Moses and the Israelites after spending 40 days in the wilderness. Not 40 days in the wilderness, but 40 days in spying out the land.
Yes.
The promised land that the Lord gave him. Why 10 spies said they could not go to possess it. Because they were too big for them there. And he said they looked like in their own sight, like they were grasshoppers to the size of those giants in the promised land. Caleb said, we are well able to possess it.
Yes, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Well, let us go up right now and take possession of what God has given them. Sisters and brothers, God of God, we are well able. Each and every one of you who have God in your life.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, your Lord and your Savior, you are well able.
Able, that's right. Glory be to God.
To take possession of everything.
Everything.
God has put into your our charge.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. Everything God has promised, we are well able to take possession of it. If God has given it to you,
yes,
He has made a way for you to possess it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does, my Lord.
On to perform it.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
So whatever it is, if he told you to do something, he has already made you well able to handle it.
My Lord. Mm.
And if he gave you something, he's already made a way for you to be able to possess it.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Thank you, God.
Okay. We can't take back our children. We can take back our neighborhood. We can take back our school. We can take back our health. We can take back everything else.
Yes, sir.
That we have that he has allowed us, or we have allowed the devil to take from us.
Amen. Amen.
We all have been given at least one gift. Some of us have invested that gift, while others have literally buried it. We just need to step out on the faith that has been given us.
Yes, sir.
To the gift that God gave us. Be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were anchored in God. And word, knowing that God will deliver.
Yes, sir, he will.
Out of their troubles in a time of affliction.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Heard him said, I'm not careful now after you. God we serve is able.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you have an able God?
Amen.
You may need to act like we got an able God.
Amen.
We need to talk like we got an able God.
Yes.
You know, to be like we got an able God.
Amen.
We got to walk in victory. Even though everything is falling down around you.
Yes, sir. Walk,
hold your head up high. And tell the world I'm still blessed. No matter what's going on, I'm blessed. And highly favored.
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
We will not bow down to this golden image.
No way. My Lord.
And we will not worship it.
Amen.
We're not going to bow down to what front saying.
That's right.
We're not going to do on a bandwagon because they pretend to do one thing. We're going to go by the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And they said that God, the God that they serve, shall deliver them out of the fiery furnace. God will deliver you out of your fiery furnace. Whatever it is, it's getting hot and look like you're about to lose the battle, but God will deliver you out of your fiery furnace.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever it is,
thank you, Lord.
It's time and as long as it has been.
He's
going to deliver you out of that fiery furnace.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay, and make a way for you to do.
Yes, sir.
What he has given you to do. To trust in God, freeze us up to do everything that he has given us to do. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
The truth is the word of God.
Yes.
Therefore, trusting God's word.
Amen.
Frees us up from all our fear.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
With fear out of the way.
Fear
out of our lives.
Fear
that keep us from doing what we need to do. When that gets out of our way, we'll be able to do all things.
Yes, that's right.
Texas is cracking up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We will be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
We will be the bravery that we have the bravery that David had when he stood before Goliath.
My Lord.
And the claim that thou comest to me with a sword, spear, and a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied, shall this day will be the word, will be the Lord, and this day will the Lord free us of you. Okay. He will take him down. I will smite thee, he said, and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of to the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the earth.
Yes.
And to the wild beasts of the earth. We have the freedom that was given to us by God, by God's word, to be victorious in every situation, no matter what.
Thank you, God.
No matter how bad it may appear to be, faith is free, is our freedom. Faith to love, faith to give.
Glory be to God.
And freedom to serve, freedom to follow, freedom to lead, freedom to rejoice, freedom to wait on the Lord.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
And once we embrace our freedom, we'll be able to experience real fellowship. Because we will be able and be not afraid to let our real feelings come out.
Yes,
we will
sir.
Be able to work together and to worry about and not to worry about who will get the credit. We will know that all of the praises, all of the glory, all of the honor belongs to God.
To God, yes, sir. Thank
Working
you,
together,
Lord.
Praying together, singing together, playing, praying together, shouting together, worshiping together, and everything, anything else we do together.
Yes, sir.
Will prosper because everything would be done with love and with in one accord. With that oneness, there is no fellowship. When we do all that we can do, keep on doing it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, as I said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard? Has thou the everlasting God?
Yes, yes, Lord.
The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Don't faint. He doesn't get weary. And he... And there is no searching of his understanding. For he giveth power to the faint.
Yes, he does, my Lord.
And to them that have no might, he increases strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord.
You wait upon mm-hmm. him.
Shall renew your strength.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They shall walk. That's a run and not be weary.
Uh-huh.
They that's shall right. walk and not faint.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
As I continue to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes.
To proclaim the liberty to be captive.
Uh-huh.
And to yes. open the eyes to the, of the prison.
Yes.
To them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And uh-huh. the day of vengeance of our God uh-huh. to cover
yes,
all
yes,
that mourn.
Uh-huh.
To appoint to them the that mourn in Zion,
uh-huh.
to give unto them beautiful ashes,
yes.
all of joy for mourning, the
uh-huh.
of praise for the spirit of heaviness,
yes, sir.
That they might be called trees uh-huh. of okay. the righteous.
Oh yes,
yes, sir. Glory
to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
That the that he might be glorified.
Uh-huh.
And they that shall be old waste.
Amen.
They shall rise up.
Yes, yes, God. Mm.
Out of whatever it is that you've been bound in.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
God is uh-huh. everything.
Amen.
God is your hope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is your joy.
Yes.
He is your victory.
Amen.
He is your peace.
Uh-huh.
The word will be victorious.
Amen.
Because mm-hmm. everything else is going down but the word of God.
Amen.
God said, heaven and earth mm-hmm. I pass away.
Yes, yes.
My mm-hmm. word is here forever, everlasting, mm-hmm. and forevermore.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So go through life
mm-hmm.
with faith.
Amen.
Go to life. Know I can conquer it all. I mm-hmm. can handle it all.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Rejoice. Like the mm-hmm. word said, rejoice.
Amen.
I can be delivered.
Yes, sir.
Even though I might be bound.
Mm-hmm.
See that Paul said, I know how to be.
Abound.
To be abound
mm-hmm.
and to be abased at the same time. I know how to be up
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I know how it is to be down.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I know good mm-hmm. and know bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I can suffer won't. And have plenty. It's yeah. by faith. We have all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I found out I can do all things.
All things.
Yes, Lord. Through
Lord. Christ
mm-hmm.
that strengthens me.
Yes.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes,
will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Will help you to do like Peter. Walk
mm-hmm.
on water.
Yes, yes.
You can walk on water.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
With faith.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, your physical body may be ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But your spiritual man is lifted up.
My Lord.
You can walk on water.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you may see a situation that seems like if you go into it, you're going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, you need to know that I can go through this
uh-huh.
with my head above water.
Yes, yes. Yes, it can, my Lord.
Okay, because God has given me this mission to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do it since God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. And I will not
do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith Jesus. Keeps you above the deteriorating condition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's going to take us through the remainder of mm-hmm. this pandemic.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to take us through. All right. So don't give up. Keep holding to your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And with faith, we can do all things.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Praise
God. With faith, we can accomplish it all.
Yes, Lord.
Trust in God. And things going to work out. All right.
Amen.
Bless you. You have a smile upon you. Count on him. Know where your faith is.
Amen.
Is it in God? Or is it in you?
Yes.
Is it in God? Or is it in the government?
Yes.
Is it in God?
God.
Or is it in what somebody else has said?
Yes.
Know where your faith
mm-hmm.
it need to be in the Word of God.
Amen.
What God has said, just do it.
Amen.
Yes.
Right? And know that you can do it and know that it's going to turn out the way God wants it to turn out.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And you got to be faithful. You can't be wishy-washy.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Amen.
Be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like David.
Yeah.
You got to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other characters in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's there to build your faith. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you.
Amen.
He has no respect for person.
Praise God.
And he loves us all.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The same. Bless you. Be a witness to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So hold on to the faith. Remember,
amen.
A child of God never leaves. Paul said, even if we die, we didn't leave. He said, for me to live is for Christ. And if
mm-hmm.
I die, it's for my gain.
Oh,
if
yes.
Die to gain. What do you gain? You gain eternal life. You gain an eternal peace. Eternal joy, eternal help, no more problems at all. God bless you. Have a time.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day.